White, J.E. White, Emma. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. May 12, 1903. Dear children Edson and Emma, I have just written to Kellogg asking him to send you some money to help publish the book you spoke of in your letter to me. I have been writing many things lately in reference to various features of the work. Each day I have written as long as I have dared. Yesterday, when I felt that I could no longer write, I read some of the letters you wrote me a long time ago. I am glad I have these letters. They have all been preserved in a canvas sack. I have read of your experiences in shipbuilding in Allegan, Michigan, and afterwards in operating the boat, of your work with Brother Palmer in Vicksburg and of his being called away. I feel sure that the best way to remove prejudice will be to have this history published. If all would feel as much interest in this history as I have felt while reading it, a great deal of good would be accomplished, and the work in the southern field would be strengthened. Sarah is arranging these letters so that I may read them in order. As I read them, I place them in Brother Chrysler's hands, who is preparing a section on the southern work for the next testimony. He will use part of these letters in connection with the letters I have written you. When the matter is prepared, we will send the matter for your examination, that you may correct any mistakes you may see, and add to your letters any points you may think advisable. I have had so much writing to do that most of the time I am very weary, but I will try to write to you frequently. If you have letters from me that have not been copied, I would be glad if you would send them to me. Most of them have been copied, but I think a few were not. I am trying to prepare for publication matter that will guard the work on every side so that it may not become disproportionate. We have many things in preparation for publication. We must move cautiously, lest we stir up bitter feelings. But the truth must appear just as it is. I trust you are of good courage in the Lord. You can best help the work by gaining an experience in bookmaking. I know you are engaged in this work and that the Lord will help you. Brother Hall from Oakland has been with us today. I have been talking with him in reference to the publication of my books. The Review and Herald is desirous of handling the books I shall bring out, but I have been instructed that I should own and control all the plates of my books. I am not to leave the precious things given me of God to be handled as the managers of any institution may be pleased to handle them. There must be perfect unity, but that unity must be maintained in diversity. The publishing work is to be divided into many different territories. The Advocate publishers will have the territory that properly belongs to them. The Southern Publishing Company will work its own territory. The Review and Herald will also have its territory. But never again will they or any other company have the exclusive control of my books. No longer is there to be one center in any branch of the work where men may say, "The temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are we." Jeremiah 7, verse 4. The confederacy of power that has ruled for so long, according to its selfish idea of superiority, is to exist no longer. God has uprooted such claims. Let those who have heeded the admonitions and counsels and appeals of God be respected. Unless there is indeed and in truth a decided reformation among our leading brethren, they will not be prepared to judge righteously, deal mercifully, or walk humbly with God. This reformation is the only hope for our institutions. Truth. Precious truth must be enthroned in the heart to wield the scepter of righteousness. The Lord will save all who will imitate his character. Our message is a solemn, sacred one. Are we prepared to meet the issue? And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day. John 6, verse 40. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. John 11, verse 25, 26. I go to prepare a place for you, who believe in me and are imitators of me. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John 14, verse 2, 3. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. The hour is coming, in the which all that are in their graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. John 5, verse 25, 28, 29. I have a deep interest in Brother Palmer, and remember you both in my prayers. I hope and pray that there may be a decided change in the atmosphere of the office. There is a work for us to do, a preparation for us to make. We must imitate Christ's character. May the Lord put his Holy Spirit upon us, that we may do thorough work in fitting our characters for eternal life. God help you, my children, to be ready for the Lord's coming. Edson and Emma, let us move carefully. We need not be discouraged. Watch and pray. Only believe, and you will see the salvation of God. Let everything be done in the spirit of meekness. Let us be sure that we possess the gentleness of Jesus. I have many burdens to bear, and you must help me. In love, peace be unto you.